Hi, my name is James White, a program manager on the Visual Studio App Center team, and it is my pleasure and honor to be able to introduce you to Visual Studio App Center, your continuous integration, delivery, and learning solution for Android, iOS, Windows, and Mac apps, now generally available to everyone. Today, I want to talk about some of the challenges that are facing application developers and explain why we built App Center. I'll also go over each of the features that are offered by App Center and give a tour of the product directly. Finally, I'll talk about how you can get started and find additional resources as your next steps. In today's world, many businesses have already started taking their first steps building applications with an initial mobile application, typically. Soon, that single app turns to 10 or even 100 as they begin to realize that in order to thrive and succeed in today's world, companies need to have support for not just a single mobile app, but a multi-app mobile strategy. We call this concept the appification of your business. One app turns to many, and when that happens, it typically introduces greater complexity in your development process as you try to iterate, develop, and maintain your suite of applications, as well as introduce the new ones that you want to build. Additionally, application development is just not simple. You have to think about all of the devices and operating systems that are out there and try and support all of those configurations so you can meet the needs of your target audience. To help address these challenges, developers will typically use a number of different tools at their disposal to meet each of their individual needs. Even here at Microsoft, we offer services like HockeyApp for distribution and analytics and crash reporting, Xamarin Test Cloud for automated device testing and UI testing, Azure Mobile Engagement for targeted push notifications and marketing campaigns. Managing each of these tools and working with all of them can become unwieldy over time, and that's why we built App Center. With App Center, we've taken all of these different solutions that you're already using and brought them together in one single central application. You can consider Visual Studio App Center your mission control or one-stop shop, where all of these services will seamlessly integrate to make the development cycle easier for you and make it easier to ship higher quality apps faster, regardless of the platform you're working on. Whether you're a veteran .NET Microsoft developer or an indie dev working on their first native application, we have something for you. Visual Studio App Center is truly something for everyone, offering support for Android, iOS, UWP apps, and offering a preview for macOS apps today. We also will support many of the frameworks you're likely already working in, including Java, Swift, Xamarin, and React Native. Let's take a moment to look at each of the services available to you and dig into more detail. To start off, our build functionality allows you to connect your existing code repositories like VSTS, GitHub, and Bitbucket, and configure them to run automatically on every code submission or on a time schedule and build your application. This allows you to regularly stay up to date on the health of your app. It's all done on the cloud, so you don't have to manage any of this hardware locally, and you can get back to focus on what's important, building great applications. Along with this build process, Visual Studio App Center also has a device lab with over 300 configurations of Android and iOS devices that you can run your UI automation scripts on. We support scripts written in a variety of languages like Xamarin UI Test, Appium, and the native Espresso and XCUI Test. Run your app on these real devices that we have, and again, don't worry about maintaining the hardware. You submit your app and your tests, and we'll take care of the running for you, and you get the live results and get screenshots of your app so you know that your app is bug-free. Once you've been through this build and test process after a while, you'll probably want to distribute your app to users at some point. With App Center's distribution offering, you can create groups, both for internal test groups in your company or for maybe external beta testers, and send your app directly to them, as well as give them live in-app updates. You also have the ability, once you're ready, to publish your app to Google Play and iTunes Connect through App Center so that you can stay within that single tool and source. Once your application is live, we as developers want to know how our app is actually doing. With our crash service, you can get live stack traces and crash reports from the field, from your live app, and it's all centralized and consolidated in the App Center portal. You will know the details of OS that had the crash, as well as the device type and the crash frequency. You can integrate these reports into your own bug trackers, so that way you can prioritize and know what to do with these issues as they arise. Along with crash, many developers simply want to know how their app's doing, and they want to know how they can better engage with their users. So with a few steps, you can start getting immediate information about things like session frequency, adoption rate, and even geographic location of your users through our analytics service. All of this, along with the ability to take and log events and maybe see how users are using your app, and use that as information to help you build features that your users will love. Finally, App Center offers the ability and support for creating and sending push notifications. Instead of working through the multiple portals that each platform has, you work from a single location to create and send messages, as well as create targeted audiences and marketing campaigns based on your analytics data, so you can more directly connect with your users. Now, I've said a lot. Let's take a moment to actually dig through Visual Studio App Center and see the service more directly. Now here we are in Visual Studio App Center. I've already logged in into my account, but we also support authentication through services like GitHub, Facebook, or even an existing Microsoft account if that's what you prefer. Right away, you can see a list of the applications I'm either actively developing or have been invited to participate in by another developer. On the left-hand side, we also see all of the organizations I'm a part of, and each lists their own individual apps, as well as the members of that organization. For today's demo, we're going to be working with this Contoso Air app. Contoso Air is a company that's working on an application for their users to be able to book and manage flights all within an app. Right away, as I click on the Android app, you can see the Getting Started options available to you in App Center. It's actually just a three-step process to get going. First, you add the NuGet package that we have available. You add the SDKs into your application and then start the service. Once you've done all those things, you're able to start getting analytics and crash data right away. Now, Contoso Air is actively working on their Android app, and so they've started setting up a few builds to get information about how things are going. We've paired Visual Studio App Center to our existing code repository in VSTS, and we were able to see all of the branches that are available in VSTS and start configuring builds right away. We can also see build history and know if things are compiling or not. In this case, it looks like we have an issue on one of our developer branches that we can follow up on later and try and get things working once more. With test, we're able to look at existing test runs. Now, we're just getting started with this app, so we haven't done a lot of testing, but we have done a basic smoke test to make sure our application launches. And right away, you can see that not only do we provide the ability to test your app, but we also get a live screenshot of it performing. So we know how the app is behaving and how it's looking, and we can see all of that from a single location. From the distribution portal, we're able to manage all of our distribution groups. In this case, we have both internal beta testers that we're distributing to our employees in Contoso Air, but we also have some public alpha testers that are also able to get this app without being part of the organization, and we can just send them a link directly. Eventually, we'll want to publish this app to the stores, and you can see that we can connect it to Google Play and be able to start doing that in a smooth pipeline. Now, Contoso Air is still under development, so we haven't gotten a lot of information out of it because we're not ready yet. So I'm going to switch context to our iOS app, which has already been shipped. This has been published on the store, and we're getting live crash data from the users directly. You can see here right away that we can track things like crash-free sessions per day, as well as crash-free users per day. And it looks like we're doing pretty good with a 95-96% success rate of crash-free users, but there is still room for improvement. We see a list of all of the crashes we have available, and we can click on one of them and drill down more specifically. As I click into this, I can see things like the stack trace of what happened with the crash, as well as the frequency and the users affected. Now, if I wanted to, I could also connect this to our bug tracker in VSTS to be able to create issues and prioritize these things as time progresses. Along with our crashes, we also have our analytics. In this portal, we're able to see things like active users, sessions per user, as well as localization questions like what countries are using our app or what languages the phones are in. This can help us as we make plans for maybe device support in the future, knowing what devices are using our app, or maybe things like localization plans. We can notice here that Germany's usage has been dropping off, so maybe adding the German language to our app will help increase user adoption. Additionally, analytics has event tracking. Maybe you've just released a new feature within your app. You'll be able to log that and be able to track to see if people are finding this new feature and how often. So you can get an idea of what people are doing as well as who's using it and how. And these things can be used to help you make product decisions in the future. Finally, we have the support for push notifications. Here from this portal, you're able to send messages to your users all from a single location. Based on your analytics data, you're able to create targeted audiences for your user. Going back to our Germany example, maybe we've added German to our languages that are supported in the app, and we'll create a targeted push notification for all of our German users to let them know that this update is available and hopefully bring them back in. Finally, if you need to access our docs or any of our API documentation, just go to your profile and click right here. App Center is built API first, so everything you see and is possible in the portal, you can actually do from either our robust APIs or our CLI. So you're not tied down to just using the portal, and that gives you as the developer more options and flexibility. Now that you've seen for yourself the awesome value that App Center can bring to your developer pipeline and how easy it is to set up, I encourage you to go and check it out for yourself. You can get started at aka.ms/appcenter. App Center has a generous free tier, so there's no reason to not take a look. Also, there's a blue chat box in the bottom corner, and that allows you to let us know what you think and send your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to get started with docs and just know how to use the different features, go to aka.ms/appcenterdocs. And also check out the other videos on Channel 9 so you can learn more about what we have to offer. Thank you.